It's tough to get a smile out of Philadelphia right now after their quarterback goes down. Jason Mertitis joins us, midday host, Flyers pre- and post-game, 97.5, the Fanatic in Philadelphia. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
I would imagine much better in Toronto than in Philadelphia, where there were expectations. The Eagles have never won a Super Bowl. They've been there, but they've never won. And when you're having the season that they're having, you can believe. Is the belief still there? Is there despondency? What is there in Philadelphia right now after Carson Wentz goes down for the season?
Well, I'll speak to that in a second, but you guys are winning soccer titles up there. What's going on? Well, but nonetheless, you know, down here, you know, everybody, the Eagles have never won a Super Bowl. They haven't won a championship since 1960, and obviously a lot of generations of Eagle fans weren't around for that or certainly don't remember it. And, you know, this is a situation now they with this kid wonder quarterback in Carson Wentz, and in his second year has really captivated the city with not only the way he plays on the field, but the way he conducts himself off it. He's just a solid citizen, real grounded kid, you know, great core beliefs. And to have this happen 13 games into what has been a magical ride to lead them to 11-2, albeit while setting some franchise records for touchdown passes in the season with 33, to all of a sudden lose this player really is a punch in the gut to a lot of people around here. We don't celebrate championships around here like a lot of other cities have. We've had one since 1983. That was the Phillies in 2008. So it just doesn't happen often around here. And, you know, I feel bad for the older generation of the Eagles fans because they felt like maybe this was their shot, which isn't to say that he can't come back next year, but that's how they feel right now.
Yeah, that feels forever and a day away based on where they are. Jason Mertitis, by the way, joining us, host 97.5 The Fanatic in Philadelphia, 817, Elliott Price, Greg Brady. And I would say, you know, at quarterback, I think you'd acknowledge this. Since McNabb came out of Syracuse, they've hit some bullseyes. They really have. Miami, Buffalo, Chicago, Cleveland. There's tons of teams that rotate through all these quarterbacks. The Raiders until Derek Carr. You go from basically a decade of McNabb to a resuscitated Michael Vick. He looks like the MVP for a year. Foles won a bunch of games. Sanchez won a bunch of games. It's actually, and I think that's the frustrating thing, right? The talent is there. The quarterback is usually there to get to these Super Bowls and make a difference, and it hasn't happened.
Well, I mean, when you look at McNabb, yeah, they took McNabb in the 99th draft with the second overall pick, and that wasn't the popular choice because the fan base wanted everybody to take Ricky Williams at the time. That didn't happen out of Texas, obviously. But, you know, McNabb had a great run here. But since McNabb, it's been a carousel. You got a little bit out of Vic, like you mentioned, and Kevin Cobb, but none of it was ever serious contender material, both from the quarterback position and the team. Mm-hmm. But you guys know this. You don't have a quarterback, it's like in hockey. If you have two goalies, you don't have any.
That's right.
If you don't have a goalie, you're not going to do anything. You may catch lightning in a bottle and win a cup with Antti Niemi. No, not that I'm still, you know, salty about that. But that being said,
well, every game ended 8-6 in the final. So you did, you know, the Flyers did their best that year, I think.
Yeah, it was the worst goaltended final I've ever seen between Michael Layton and Antti Niemi. Neither guy's going to an AHL Hall of Fame, nonetheless. But no, if you don't have the quarterback, and you know the Eagles got really aggressive under Howie Rosen to move up to get Wentz. Originally sat at 13 in the draft, made a trade with the Dolphins to move up, and then they move up to number 2 with Cleveland, who seems willing to trade any kind of franchise player that's on the board. So we thank Cleveland, and you get Carson Wentz, but obviously right now, you know, with the injury, everybody's pulling for the best for this kid and want him to get, you know, rehabilitated and get back on the field where he's been so good this past season.
Philadelphia Flyers have gotten back on it, Jason, after that long losing streak, and it's almost like you can't watch for a while. Please, obviously the team is better than the one that lost all those games. Which are they? Or are they a team that wins and loses? They're just, you know, there are faults.
Well, I mean, I think there's definitely, you know, there's some high-end talent there, and that's apparent by the numbers you see out of the top four players. Wayne Simmons has been really banged up, so he's not having a season that he's had or used to having the last couple of seasons. But you look at the numbers, you know, Jake Voracek, the numbers he's putting up, Claude Giroux having a really big bounce-back season. And Sean Couturier is now, you know, thrust into a premium player in the NHL, you know, playing the pivot role on the top line, is able to – he's putting the puck in the net. He's finding his offensive game, playing with other skilled players, and maybe – you know, you pull a little defensive responsibility off a player like Couturier. I mean, you don't make him worry so much about his 200-foot game and let him concentrate a little bit more on the offensive end, and this is what you get. So they have the IM players, but they do need more talent on this team. And some of the young players, just frankly, have not been good enough. Travis Konecny in year two has been a disappointment so far this year. You see some of these younger guys that you need to get more from. Ron Hextall was counting on more from them. In Toronto, you guys got a great look at it last year. You had young players, and young players played great. And yet you see some of it now, too, where guys in their second year need to step it up. They need to get assimilated to the NHL in year two when people have adjusted to them, and the Flyers need to do that. Goaltending has not been the issue, which is a shock in Philadelphia. But Ryan Elliott's been good, but can they keep riding that is the big question right now.
Yeah, I think we were talking about the Flyers roster and how it's constructed and the big long-term deals, and you're probably the same mind. We talked about Colorado a good chunk last year, Jason, and we said, how can you be sunk into 30th so deep when you've got McKinnon and Landeskog and Duchesne and Eric Johnson's on your blue line and Soderberg's really, and that has to be the thought process in Philadelphia, and yet there really isn't a thought about being sellers of some of the prize assets, is there?
Yeah, Ron Hextall's not taking that route, guys. That's for sure. He's not going to sell off a good young talent, especially when it comes to speed and skill for anything for the moment. He's looking about long-term future. You're absolutely right. There's help on the way. There's a lot of young players, and they obviously their farm system is extremely stacked. That doesn't mean anything until these guys get to the NHL and develop. That being said, you know, they have started six rookies in games this year and multiple stretches in that 10-game losing streak. Are they as bad as they were in the 10-game losing streak? No, certainly not. But are they markedly, they are a playoff team? That may be a stretch right now.
But they've also watched some of their contemporaries pass them. I mean, teams that the Islanders and the Devils, they look like better teams right now, and they have good young talent as well. And that division, that's going to be tough for a while.
Oh, well, yeah, look at Barzal and all these young players. You're absolutely right. Nico Hischier, obviously, with the Devils. And then look at the top of the division. You have the Penguins there, two-time cup champion, and then you know, you have a team like Columbus backstopped by the best goaltender in the world right now, Sergei Bobrovsky, and the talent they have. Yeah, it's going to be – maybe the Washington Capitals are on the downslide a little bit, but it's going to be a tough division for a long time. It's not going to get any easier. These teams, good general managers, they're built well, they're built for the future. And if you're going to come out of that division, it's going to be a dogfight. You better be a good team.
That's former Flyers goalie Sergei Bobrovsky. Never mind. I know you know that.
Ouch.
That's not. Yeah, I know that's a burn. Listen, we loved having you on. Next time, way more Philadelphia Union talk. We got to wait for the fixtures to come out next year. You need less nil-nil draws in your first cup. Anyway, we'll save it for next time.
Well, the Sergei Bobrovsky thing is never going to be a bigger dig than Joe Carter. So, you got it.
I guess so. But the last time the Leafs won a playoff round was before Jeremy Roenick scored here in 2004. I don't need to remind you of that.
Absolutely.